Madeline Martin from Californication. Madeline, are you there?
Hi.
I know there's a lot of miscommunication and problems getting you on the line. I'm so happy to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, no, I just did a one-night performance of this play in New York, and I'm at the theater, and I literally just came off stage.
Oh, wow. What play?
It's called Shiner. It's by Christian Durso. It's a really great play. I did it with my friend Chris. It's just the two of us for an hour and a half. We play these two teenagers in the 90s who fall in love and talk about going to this Nirvana concert, and it was a blast.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, that is up my alley.
It is.
Yeah,
it really is. Right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, seriously. So it's a one-night-only play, so you're telling me you memorized the entire script for a play for a one-night performance?
Yes, but hopefully it'll be up on hopefully it'll be produced next year, so then it wouldn't have been just for one night. But even if it was very fun.
It was the best one-night stand of all time.
So what happens? You hope for that somebody picks it up if it went well?
Yes, yeah, because it's at Roundabout Theater Company, and they produce all. They have this series this week where they show all new plays and hope that one of them gets picked up and goes to a house in New York.
Wow, that's pretty damn
sweet.
Cool. Yeah. You know, we were going to say that she just came off a run on Broadway. I believe the show was called Picnic, and you can see her every week on Showtime on Californication, Season 6, one of our favorite shows here in the studio. I got to ask you, how does a sweet and innocent-looking girl like yourself become part of maybe the most sexual and dirty TV show in history?
I don't know. I guess my storyline was never like that. So when I signed on, I was 14, and I just was allowed to read my part of the script. I don't think I ever read a full script until I was about 18.
So when you're doing table reads, what happens there?
They had this plan where Pamela Adlon, who plays Marcy, would or our casting director Felicia would I'd be listening to my iPods, and one of them would tap me on my shoulder and go, "Oh, it's your part now, honey," and
what a
and
process.
I'd take my iPod out, yeah, and I'd say my lines and then put my iPod back in.
We've had Pamela on the show. She's such an incredible human being.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, one of our favorite guests of all time. Is there someone on that set that you're the most closest to?
I suppose I'm closest to David and Natasha because, you know, I've worked with them since I was 14. All my scenes are with them, and they're great people. David lives in New York now, and he actually came to see me in Picnic, and it was such a treat to stand up there on stage during bows and to see him giving me a standing ovation. I felt so proud. And Natasha is such a amazing person. She lives her life so beautifully, and she's a big inspiration for me. She lost her husband while we were shooting, and I lost my dad, and so we've been very close.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a good group.
Yeah. Well, has there ever been a moment on set where, you know, now that you're of age and you're seeing a lot of the other shootings that are going on and you're part of a more mature storyline, has there been a moment where you were completely uncomfortable?
No, they haven't put me in that position. I guess that's one of the perks of starting a show when you were 14. You have some protection from being put in uncomfortable situations. But of course you have to do kissing scenes. That's natural being on a television show. But I find those very awkward. I just have my best friends come sit on set for those.
Is it true that your first kiss in real life was actually on this set?
It was.
Wow. How uncomfortable
was
that?
It was, yeah. It was very uncomfortable, I have to admit. But I also had a crush on the actor, so that's probably why it was so uncomfortable. And I told one person that it was my first kiss, and then everyone found out. So all the Showtime executives showed up to set that day, and all the actors who weren't even working in the scene showed up, and they said, "Oh, we're here for you, Maddie." And I thought, wow, that's great. And then my mom and my dad showed up. It was awkward.
And then your mom said, "What a bunch of perverts. Get out of here."
No, but Natasha wasn't in the scene, and I actually asked her. She said, "Do you want me there?" And I said, "Yeah, it would really mean a lot to me if you were there." So when I was going in to kiss him, she was the person I was looking at behind the camera.
So is it true? You said you're very close to David. I had heard some rumors from the set that he's very overprotective of you. And I actually heard a little bit of an inside story that he got a little heated over someone talking to you or being a little bit inappropriate.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about that. He is – I wouldn't say he's like a father. He's more like a brother, like the silly brother that I always wanted. Sure, he's protective of me. I guess he's known me since I was 14, and that's only natural. But I definitely do go to him when I – don't know what to do in certain situations or I need some advice. He's definitely the person I call.
Well, there's so much dirty stuff. I was trying to explain this to someone who doesn't watch the show, that there is so much dirty stuff on this show, but it's so hysterical the way the writing is on this show.
It's tasteful?
It's very – well, I don't know if I'd say tasteful. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. Uh-huh. But, you know, for different people that are naive, like my wife, she didn't understand, like, what – I think the line was little man in the boat. She didn't understand what that – like, a lot of innuendo of sexual things. Mm-hmm. So
– I put my iPod when that happened.
I should put the iPod earphones in her ears. I really should. But, I mean, even season six altogether so far, we've seen Runkle being a fake homosexual, Hank in rehab, drunk in orgies. Is there anything that really surprises you when you read that script now after all the stuff that's actually occurred?
You know, it's funny. I usually don't understand what's going on in the scripts, except for my parts. I'm usually completely ignorant, and I'm okay with that. I kind of leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it weird going back and watching the show now that you're, you know, 19 years old and you can watch the show because it's appropriate finally? Is it weird seeing, like, the people that you work with naked on a continual basis every week?
You know, it's funny. I made the decision when I turned 18. I thought, you know, I can watch the show or I can't, and I decided not to because I thought, I don't want to see, you know, David or those people, especially David, in those situations because he's someone, like, Becca wouldn't see him like that. So it wouldn't make sense for me to see him like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see your brother naked.
So I thought, yeah, you wouldn't see your father naked. So I thought, you know, for my character's benefit, I probably shouldn't watch the show.
Well, we have a pivotal episode, which is the next episode. It's called The Dope Show. And the guest star is Marilyn Manson, who has a lot of interplay with your character. I've actually seen an advanced copy of the actual episode. And amazing, mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. You guys got to check this out next Sunday night. It is absolutely amazing. But my question to you is, there's got to be some kind of shenanigans that goes on set when Marilyn Manson is there. Give us a good Marilyn Manson story.
Oh, I don't know. Marilyn, he's so sweet, yet so unpredictable. He, I learned about absinthe from Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that's his favorite.
I think he has his own line.
Yes, I. Yes, he does. He was drinking it on set. I was like, "What is that?" And he explained it all to me, and I got a nice lesson from Marilyn Manson in what absinthe is.
So this week's episode is kind of a scared straight episode. Did that scare you straight personally?
Working with Manson?
No. What he was trying to peddle you.
Oh, Yes, I think I was slightly scared. All the crew guys are laughing at me being in that situation.
Well, your character Becca now wants to be a writer on the show. If you wrote a book about your personal life, what would it be called and what would the tagline be?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. I have no idea. I do think about writing. I mean, not yet. I think I should grow up and go to college first before I start writing the book. I'd probably write about my family. I don't think I could write fiction, so I'd probably write something nonfiction, I guess, about my life. But it seems a bit, I don't know, pretentious to write about my life when I only just turned 20.
Yeah, but look at the experiences you've had just on the show alone. I mean, anyone from the outside looking in, it's like, wow, these are major major experiences in life. One thing that
that's
your character
true, right?
Had,
I could write about all those experiences, meeting Rob Lowe and working with Marilyn Manson and.
Agent Mulder is your brother.
Giving you tips
Agent
on UFOs.
That would be the tagline. Agent Mulder was my brother.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I think you should be in the. I'll have to mention to you in the book that you gave me my tagline.
You ever talk about UFOs with the company?
Do I ever talk? I'm sorry. Do I ever talk about what?
UFOs?
Yeah, does he believe, like, UFOs? You know, like,
you know, I don't. I haven't even, I've seen only one X-Files movie that David invited me to the premiere of. I haven't watched the show. Isn't that
show
sad?
You,
I know, my brothers
brought
were
you to that
huge
shitty
fans
movie?
Of it.
He brought you to the shitty movie. You need to watch the show. It's the best thing ever on TV. The movie was awful. Please don't judge him on that.
Oh, yeah, don't judge him on the movie.
No.
The TV show.
Please
legit.
Watch the show and you'll be like... And you have to do this for me, please. Report back to us. Just say, so do you think UFOs are real? That's all. We just need to know. What does he really believe?
I should. I'm missing out on a good conversation.
Oh,
you are.
You really are. That's like anyone would die for that conversation. You're like, I ain't talking about that nonsense. All right. Becca has
I will. I will watch X-Files.
Becca has tattoos in these new episodes. Do you have tattoos? Are they fake? Are they real?
I don't have any tattoos. My Becca had I guess it's one tattoo on her arm that they keep forgetting to put on me when we're shooting a scene. but no, it's fake.
Are you pissed that this show can never be in syndication and you can't get those royalties because of the language and the content of the show?
You know, it's funny. I've done ADR for a show, a version of it that would go into syndication, and I think the runtime of the show would probably be about 5 minutes. and it would just be all of Becca's scenes, so I don't know how interesting it would be.
The life of Becca / Californication.
Yeah, it would just be the life of Becca.
Do people on the street confuse Madeline with Becca?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone who stops me on the street, it's usually for Californication, or I get people calling me Becca all the time.
What's the weirdest creeper story you have?
I guess I had a guy. It wouldn't be creepy to me now, but since I was 14 at the time, I was on my way to ballet school, and I was around Lincoln Center, and this man, I guess he must have been in about his 50s, he stopped me on the street and he said, oh, you're that girl on Californication. He said, I want you to know I am just like Hank Moody. I sleep with all these random women. I drive a Porsche. I live in Venice Beach. And he just thought that he lived the greatest life ever, and I felt like I should tell him he needs to reexamine his life choices.
Did you tell him that?
Yes, he thinks he's living his life so well.
He's like,
But that was a little unsettling just because I was 14 and this grown man stopping me on the street telling me this. But I guess that comes with the job.
Well, my next question is actually kind of leading into this. I'll skip over that part and go back to it. But just reading what people write about you, like on IMDb, there's like a debate going on. This is back in like 2007, if it's wrong to find you attractive. And back then you were like 15 years old. Did you ever have to worry about like that whole pedophile demographic that's watching your show? Because that's like so the creepiest thing in the world. At 50, they know you're 15 years old, and they're like, is it wrong to be attracted to such a woman?
That is hilarious. Thank you for telling me. I actually had no idea. That never crossed my mind. I just assumed that people watched a TV show to watch a TV show. But sure, you get all sorts of crazy people watching TV, I suppose.
There's like sites dedicated to pictures of your feet. Like, how messed up of a world do we live in? Like, do you ever Google yourself and find like I Googled you and I found that. What's the craziest thing that you found when you Googled yourself?
You know, it's funny. Well, obviously, I try not to Google myself, but I have had friends Google me, and they show me things. I'm like, oh, that's not nice. I don't need to see that. You know, because you should have too many things to do that keep you from Googling yourself. I think there's even a line on Californication where Karen berates Hank for Googling himself. But yeah, no, I try to avoid doing that to keep myself sane, I suppose.
Well, something that I think is insane is that you were in a movie with John Cena, WWE wrestling champion. We're big wrestling fans on this show. You were in one of the WWE films called Legendary. Is it different working on like a WWE Studios project than a real? I don't mean to say real project. Like, you know what I mean.
Yes. You know, that was actually the first experience I ever had on film, so I had nothing to compare it to. Now I've done other films, so I do. And it wasn't very different. I mean, I actually met my best friend on that film. We played boyfriend and girlfriend, and then afterwards
your best friend with John Cena? Holy crap.
No, I'm not best friends with John Cena. My best friend is the boy who played my boyfriend in that movie, Devin Gray. He plays the little brother of John Cena, but we became really good friends. And then after that, we worked together on another film playing brother and sister. And now he's my best friend.
Is that The Discoverers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
The Discoverers is a new film that's coming out. It's hitting the circuit right now, the film festival circuit. It's with Griffin Dunne, who's kind of absent from films for a while. I love Griffin Dunne.
He's directing a lot now.
Yeah, and you got to check this movie out. Check out a clip. We actually put it on our website, but you can check out their film at discoverersmovie.com. This is like a really cool movie. It's kind of like a Lewis and Clark type adventure with Griffin Dunne being the father, and like you said, you and your brother go along on a hunt with him. But there's so many different stars, and the one that stuck out in my mind, I'm a big Scrubs fan, John C. McGinley.
Oh, he's been in everything.
Is her uncle in this film? Yeah. So that to me, that alone, seeing Griffin Dunne, John C. McGinley, seeing Madeline Martin, right off the bat, that's what I want to see.
You're in.
Well, thanks.
So give us an idea. What is the film about?
It's a coming of age story for my character, reconnecting with her dad. It's different from the relationship Becca has with her father, but also similar in that they love each other. There's deep love there, but also a deep hurt, and they go on this trek and end up finding themselves.
Yeah, it looks like an awesome movie. I know it's winning awards all over the place, and this is something that we're going to want to keep our eyes open for in the next couple months.
Well, now that she's done Broadway films and TV, which do you prefer them? Like, which do you like the most?
Ah, gosh, that's hard. I guess I've always loved theater the most, just because. You probably know it. There's something about being live. I don't know what it is. I guess it's an energy that you get, you know, that I love that feeling right before you go on stage. I get it every night. I thought it would go away as I got older, but it hasn't. That feeling of, what am I doing? I'm going on stage and saying these lines. What is going on? And I just always, it's this excitement that I can't
I felt the same way. I felt the same way when I understudied on Wicked.
Yeah. And Rita felt the same way when she did Auto Wars.
Reality.
Our own Rita Farbulous was on a reality show, just so you know.
Yeah, last week.
She's big time now.
She's a diva.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
All right. We got some rapid-fire questions for you. Just give us the first thing that pops in your mind when we say this. Ready? What was your diva moment?
Diva moment. Oh, God, I can't think of anything. That's terrible. It makes it seem like I'm not a diva. I'm sure I've been a diva. Oh, yes. Probably when my parents wanted me to go to my brother's concert instead of going to meet Natasha for coffee one night. And I was like, no, I'm going to go. Yes, that was my diva moment. Choosing Natasha over my brother's concert.
Well, your brother plays a band, or is it like show choir in seventh grade?
It was probably elementary. Playing the tune.
No. He's a classical pianist. He was playing at a concert for college. It was very respectable.
Awesome. All right, what have you done to celebrate Black History Month?
I don't know. Oh, one of my friend Michael and I, he was like the first person he is African American, and we just went out for drinks, but I didn't actually drink anything because I'm underage. But I watched him drink. It was great fun.
You're not like all the other normal Hollywood kids drinking at 13.
No, she's no Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she's no Drew Barrymore or nothing. She's just
She's a good girl.
Yeah, you're a good girl, it seems like.
She's like, yeah. I'm just saying things I have to say.
Like, I don't know.
No?
All right, next question. Craziest thing your eyes have ever seen in Hollywood?
I think probably my first Hollywood party, which was just this past summer. I saw everyone had asked me, oh, have you been to a Hollywood party? I was like, no, I haven't. This summer I went to one. You know, everybody really drunk. There are, like, brownies with pot in them. I went to eat a brownie, and my friend was like, don't. Those have pot in them. I was like, ew, I don't want that.
So you ate
very
three.
Crazy. No, I did not.
That
wasn't
would be,
that fun. I mean,
that would be a Californication character would do that. That's what a Californication
character. Just by mistake, like, eating three pot brownies.
So who was at this party?
It was a bunch of actors in their 20s, but it was I thought it would be so fun, but it actually really wasn't. You know, we don't really have any good conversations with anyone, just a lot of people throwing up and acting ridiculous.
Who was the most famous person at that party?
Madeline Martin.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think.
Madeline
probably
Martin.
Probably somebody on the Disney Channel. I don't
know.
Well, they're in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus.
All right, one fact about you that would completely shock anyone who watches Californication.
Maybe that I went to ballet school for 10 years.
Wow.
I guess so. People usually seem shocked by that.
Mm-hmm. If you could exterminate one Kardashian, which one would it be?
Oh, God, I don't even know their names. I only know the one, Kim. Who are the other ones?
Chloe
is her brother, and then,
and then
Courtney is her sister.
Oh, I can't answer that. I just can't.
I'd say all of them, but that's just me.
If you could go on a romantic date with Little John or the actor Tyler Mane, who would you go on a date with?
Little John?
You don't know who Little John is?
I know I do.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I think so.
He would be fun, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I got one. Feelings on midgets, scary or funny?
Sorry, what did you say?
Feelings on midgets, scary or funny?
Neither. This stuff, it seems like.
They're neither scary or funny. They're just serious and small.
I think funny.
Yes. Well, I can't answer that because I basically am a midget. I'm not legally, but practically.
Would you ever date a runner with no legs?
A runner with no legs?
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Is that like those guys who skateboard on Venice Beach and they just have hands?
No, they have like little flipper leg things.
They're blades.
Like Oscar
Pistorius.
Like
well, yeah, of course. Okay, heck yeah, I'd go on a date with one of them.
Okay, so use the following phrase in a sentence speaking about yourself. Like a boss.
I can hip hop like a boss.
Very good.
Can you? Do you freestyle?
She's a dancer.
I do hip hop. I take hip hop classes at Broadway Dance Center in New York City.
But can you
since
freestyle?
I dropped out of ballet school.
You drop out.
Ballet school dropout.
I did,
out.
Yeah.
All right, when's
I
the last
had
time?
To for Californication.
When's the last time you used the phrase YOLO?
Can't blame you.
You know, I learned that phrase from David, oddly enough, this past summer. He said it to me, and I said, what is that? And he said, you only live once. I couldn't believe that he was telling me something like that.
Guy's an icon.
He was hipper than you.
I know. Isn't that sad?
And you were on a Broadway play with Jeff Goldblum. Give us your best Jeff Goldblum story.
Oh, nice.
Oh. I'm trying to think. There were so many. Oh, he had
that time he turned into a fly.
He would always bring scripts up to my dressing room at intermission and ask me to read other parts with him. Yeah, it was very odd. I was like 10 years old, but he wanted me to read, you know, this grown woman's part with him. So I just need help learning lines. And,
did he hurt you?
So I would help him with that.
What was that?
He didn't hurt you, did he?
Oh, God, no. He was a hoot to work with. Very tall.
Really tall, yeah.
He's
yeah, so
he
I
talked
was 10,
like he
so
talked.
I guess everyone
yeah,
was
he's got that voice.
He freaks me out. Even in Glee, he's in Glee all the time. He plays like a gay father, and he still freaks me out. Like, the guy just freaks me out.
Is it because of the fly or just something about him?
I think it's Both. Like, when I was a kid, the
Brundle.
This is way over her head because she's like 19, but The Fly was like the worst, scariest movie in the world. I was scared out of my fucking mind. And then now, just he's like a creepy dude. Like, anyway, let's
he's
go.
He's always the same. I find him to be the same guy in like all the
he's
movies, but I enjoy
me.
It.
He scares me. Let's go to Gerard in Florida. Gerard, you're on the line.
Yeah, I like that song, That Only Women Bleed. Is that about period blood?
Oh, come on.
That's disgusting.
That's a Californication song.
Yeah, seriously.
Gross.
You sang on the Californication soundtrack, Madeline. How awesome was that, that you actually sang? Is that something that you want to do?
It is. I've been singing. I did musicals when I was little, and so when they asked me to sing on the show, it was a treat because usually you don't, you know, get a chance to do something that you already know how to do. Like, they had me playing guitar, and I've never played guitar in my life, so I was very excited to sing. It was awesome. You know, every kid wants to be a rock star for at least 5 minutes, and I got that chance to perform on Venice Beach and play a Gibson Les Paul.
Wow.
Have you ever been starstruck ever in your life?
You know, I have. I'm trying to think who it was. I think it might have been when I presented at the Tonys when I was about 10 years old. Hugh Jackman was the host, and I remember being really excited to meet him because I'm a big fan of X-Men, and he's Wolverine, and I watched all his movies with my brothers, and I remember being so excited to meet him.
Tell us the most random fact about Madeline Martin before we let you go.
Something random about me. Ooh,
totally random. Yeah. First thing that pops in your head.
I was going to say hip-hop, but I've already said that. What's a random thing? I'm terrible at hula-hooping.
Hula-hooping?
Is that random enough?
That is very random enough.
Yes.
When's the last time you
hula-hooped? I can't do it.
Me neither.
David's like,
I've
you just
given
hula-hoop?
Up trying.
Jeff Goldblum made her.
Yeah. He's like, I've got a part. And the actress hula-hoops the whole time while she chants, ode, 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 ode. Can you please do this for me while I say, hey, stop hula-hooping?
No, I can't remember the last time. I've pretty much given up on hula hooping as a career.
She's a dancer.
Me
she's a
too.
Singer.
Yeah,
she's an actress.
Yeah,
she's multi-talented.
She's
got to
be bad at something, right?
She's a triple threat.
She's amazing. And I love your character. I love the abilities that she displays on our screens every Sunday night.
Do you like L.A.? Or do you hate L.A.? Be honest.
You know, I hated it when I first went out there, and I took great pride in being one of those people that comes back to New York and says, ugh, I hate L.A. But it's really grown on me.
It has?
I'm saying that, but it's true. The Santa Monica Pier is the best place in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't grow on me.
I love the place. I would live there if I could. We're New York bound, just like you.
There's a lot of. Do you find a lot of
fakes? I go there all the time when I'm in L.A., even by myself. I try to go on, I go on the roller coaster.
Did you say
the roller coaster? Wow.
Yeah, it's on the Santa Monica Pier. It's the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's the roller coaster of life out in Los Angeles, and I love it. And more importantly, I love Californication.
And more importantly, we love Madeline Martin.
I do love Madeline Martin. Showtime every Sunday night at 9 p.m., right?
Nine?
No, I'm sorry. It's 10.
I think so. I don't. Yes, I think so.
10:30 Eastern time.
10:30.
10:30
right.
Eastern time. I get confused because I DVR it all the time. I don't like, you know, there's so much on Showtime that's crazy. I have to watch it and fast forward through it. But you have to check out Madeline Martin on the sixth season of Californication, especially this week, because you have Marilyn Manson doing some great interaction with Madeline.
Marilyn and Madeline.
Look at that. Beautiful. And also check her out. The movie's going to be coming out soon. It's on the circuit right now. It's winning awards left and right. Griffin Dunn, Madeline Martin, The Discoverers. And the website is discoverersmovie.com. You can check out the trailer on that website and also on our website. And Madeline, any parting words before you go?
Oh, thank you for having me. It was such a treat.
It was a treat.
Yes, we love you so much. Thank you. And check in soon. Don't be a stranger.
Nice
yes.
to meet somebody.
All right. Have a good
sweet
night.
Girl.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So innocent.
Bye.
So beautiful. Madeline Martin.
Very cute.
What a great guest.